So in this next segment of Enough Already, I want you to bring in the body component. It's very important that we bring in our physicality and our physiology because we remember events in our bodies, right? We don't just have mental ideas of what's going on, but we can locate it in our physiology, and it's really important to release it there. It's a wonderful way to do tapping, is to tune into where your thoughts, feelings, or memories are located in your body. And a lot of people miss this point, and I highly recommend it. So let's take the original belief. I am not enough. And I want you to say that out loud. I am not enough. And first, let's measure it now. How does it feel? How true does it feel? Some of you have changed dramatically so much from the tapping we've done that when you say that, it just doesn't resonate in the same way to you, which is wonderful. I am not enough. Okay, you're going to start to turn it around and want to say, no, I am enough. I do matter. I do have value. But what we're going to do for this exercise is located in your body. So when you say, I am not enough, and you know it's a negative belief, and you know it's been operating, and you know it's been, you know, working on you subconsciously and consciously, see if you can locate it physically. When you say those words, I am not enough, where is it in your body? Is it in your heart, your chest area, your solar plexus, your tummy, your skin? Does it feel like it's in your head? Anything goes. There's no wrong answer here. It's where you tune in physiologically when you say, I am not enough. Some of you will notice your posture changing when you say it. Some of you will notice sensations of warmth or coolness or tingling or just an uncomfortable feeling physically when you even say it. And that's good because we want to release that. So we do hold beliefs in our body because we download them. If it's a belief, it's not in our brain. Our whole system, we've done an overhaul, the entire system believes it. And when we can release it out of ourselves, out of the cellular memory and the energetic system and our physiology, we are doing so much better, which is why so many people who've tried basic affirmations have not found them that successful, because that is a mind program and it's talking and it's repeating affirmations, and they don't seem to get to the places in the body, no matter how deep the cells are, where the belief is being held, right, or stored. So they're disappointed with basic affirmations, and they need a way to access and tune into the body to get some movement and some real shifting there. So the truth of the belief is, I am not enough. You've located where it is. And I want you to measure now in your body the place that you found it. Really, it is about finding it. The place that you found the belief, I am not enough, how much discomfort is there? So on our 0 to 10 point scale, if you have located the belief, I am not enough, and it's in your heart, how uncomfortable, or is there pounding, or is there tightness, or is there just general stress in that area? And see if you can measure that area of your body, how much discomfort is there when you say, I'm not enough. Now, at the same time, you can also measure the truth again of, I am not enough. So some of you are going to have two measurements. First of all, the physicality. Where is it? 0 to 10, what does it feel like? And go back to the truth of it. Do you really still feel that? I am not enough. Or are you ready to say enough already? Enough already. I am enough. Okay, and then we'll start tapping. So repeat after me, and we'll start on the karate chop point. even though I can feel this belief in my body, I deeply and profoundly love and accept myself. Even though I can feel this belief deep in my body, I want to release it now. Even though I feel this belief in my body, I choose to release it now. And go to the eyebrow point. I can feel this belief in my body. Side of the eye. It feels so real to me. Under the eye. It feels physical to me. Under the nose, I want to release it now. Chin point, this heavy belief in my body. Collarbone, I can feel this belief in my body. Under the arm, and I want to let it go. Top of the head, it really does feel uncomfortable. Eyebrow, I can feel the belief in my body. Side of the eye, I can feel the sensations about the belief. Under the eye, I don't think I'm enough. Under the nose, and every time I say it. Chin, my body reacts. Collarbone, I can feel this belief in my body. Under the arm, and I want to feel free and clear of it. Top of the head, I feel this belief in my body, and I want to let it go. Good, take a deep breath. Good. Target statement is the belief, I'm not enough. Say it out loud and go into that place in your body that you had identified as where you locate it. How does the discomfort, whatever it was for you, pressure, tightness, stress, how does that feel to you now in that place? Hopefully, most of you have loosened that up a little bit, and then say the belief again, I am not enough, and measure how true that feels to you now. Hopefully for most of you, you've definitely had movement on that. It just does not feel the same to you. You know it was true for you yesterday, but not today. All right, so let's do another tapping on the physical location and the sensations you're having in that part of your body. Karate chop point. Even though I can feel this belief in my body, and I think it's because my cells heard it way back when, I accept who I am now, which is enough. Even though my cells learned and heard that I wasn't enough, no wonder it's located in my body, I deeply and profoundly accept who I am. Even though my cells have had enough of this belief, I choose to release it now. Eyebrow point, I can feel the belief in my body. Side of the eye, of course I feel the belief in my body. Under the eye, my cells were fed the belief my whole life. Under the nose, what if I could cleanse my cells of that not enough belief? Chin, they learned it a long time ago. Collarbone, and they could let go of it now. Under the arm, I'm almost ready to let go of this belief. Top of the head, I know my body wants to feel better. Eyebrow, it's been there for a long, long time. Side of the eye, and that doesn't mean I can't release it right now. Under the eye, I want that part of my body to feel better. Under the nose, I can even thank my body for protecting me. Chin, my body's been holding on to that belief. Collarbone, and that's completely natural. Under the arm, and I understand why. Top of the head, and body, I invite you to let go of that negative belief now. Good, take a deep breath. So we're trying to dislodge the belief and the feelings that come with it that are physiological from your body. And we go in through this door as a wonderfully effective way to enhance our tapping. So say the phrase again. I know it's a negative belief and some of you don't like repeating it, but we need to say it. I am not enough. And that place that you located in your body that was storing the energy of this belief, what does it feel like to you now? Take notes if you need to. Maybe the sensations have lightened up dramatically. Maybe you don't feel it at all there. Maybe it's completely disappeared. And when you say that belief out loud, I am not enough, how does that sound to you now? Does that still have any truth to you? You may need to go back and work on some of the specific events of where you were taught it, specific times that people said something to you that led you to believe you're not enough, or even the subconscious programming that you got from your mother's side of the family or the father's side of the family, or even the most recent tapping we did, the reasons that you might want to hold on. Okay, let's do one last tapping for holding and releasing this energy in our body. Karate chop point. Even though I've been holding this belief in my body, I'm ready to let it go now. Even though I've been holding this belief in my body, and it's been there for a long time, I choose to release it now. Even though my poor cells are exhausted from holding on to this belief, I choose to give them permission to let go now. Eyebrow, thank you, body, for holding on to this belief. Side of the eye, I give you permission to let go now. Under the eye, thank you, body, for storing this belief of mine. Under the nose, I appreciate what you've done for me. Chin point, and it's time to let it go. Collarbone, I'm ready to let it go. Under the arm, I know it's been inside of you for so long. Top of the head, and I'm ready to let it go now. Good, take a deep breath. How does that feel to you? I'm ready to let it go now. Go to your body, say, I am not enough. Go to that place in your body that you've been holding it. Search for it, look for it. Is there anything left? If there's anything left physiologically that's uncomfortable when you say that belief out loud, keep tapping. And sometimes when we're tapping on physiological problems, we chase the pain. That's a term from original EFT. The pain moves or the sensation moves from different body parts to other places, and that's part of the release process, so that's okay. Now, if you hold it in a secondary place in your body, go ahead and tap for that. Picture, tune into the second place that that negative belief may have been stored and clean it out there. Okay? So now say, I am enough. I am enough. I am enough already. I matter. How does that feel to you? Some of you, it's still going to feel uncomfortable. Feels like a big shift for you. Others of you are getting excited, hopeful, optimistic. You can feel the shift. It's just a belief. And I know you learned it. I know you were taught it. But it's time to let go. And if you weren't thinking that it was time to let go, you would never have gotten this program. So congratulations on that. So keep saying that now to test yourself. What if I am enough? Maybe I am enough. Suppose I am enough. And that will trigger more feelings and maybe even more conflicts that you need to tap on, which is excellent. All right, let's go on to the final segment.